I keep going to say the episode thing. We've decided not to do the episodes anymore.
Okay.
Because it's like, well, no, then we can chop and change. Like,
yeah.
Welcome to the Jimson and Roscoe Show.
Yeah.
Today, we are joined by the Inglorious Poet.
How are we doing? How are we doing, guys?
Don't forget to like and subscribe and smash that bell. You fucking bell friends.
I think bell and sounds better.
Nah, mate. Of course it sounds better, but people aren't smashing the bell, are they?
Nah. They're like, you fucking calling a bell. It's Warren, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. That's my actual name, yeah.
So, yeah. Because we had, obviously, we had J-Dutch on, didn't we? And he was saying he was doing a project with you.
Yeah, we'd done a project, but we was like, I was 18 or 17. And I'm like, I found it the other day.
Mm.
I sound like, the kind of what we're saying is good, but my voice is just off.
Yeah,
Wow.
Jim's knows about things like that as well.
Yeah. I've got all my old stuff, man.
Like, Do you know what? I was going through some of our old stuff the other day and I realized that I'm really happy. I was like, why isn't any of our old shit online? And then I realized, I was like, if this was online, we would be instantly cancelled.
Yeah.
Certain songs I was going to phone you and tell you to get rid of them.
Mm. Well, it's like Tyler the Creator, like, do you mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like Goblin and when he was doing shit like that, it's like fucking...
I've not heard that.
Yeah, it's like Goblin. Oh, when he did Goblin and Bastard and that, it's like... Because I remember, the Theresa May wouldn't let him in the country.
No, she wouldn't.
He was supposed to do in a gig, and she's like, no, he's like, hate crime and all that shit. From what he was saying
it was savage.
Tyler the Creator. I've only heard a couple of songs he's been on. Was he on the games, Martians versus Goblins?
Yeah,
that tune's sick.
Yeah, that was hard.
That's a dodgy nut. Three good things that happened to you today, mate.
Three good things. Oh, wow.
These nuts.
I was going to say the nuts, but I've not had any. Three good things that happened to me today. Oh, I had a lovely coffee in the morning. Everyone always says they woke up, don't they?
They do, yeah.
I mean, that's a given. Three good things. I got to see my little nephew at his first birthday, and he's such a happy little kid. And I'm here with you guys.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Do you know what? Children, they always like bright up the day, don't they? Especially when they're like, young and innocent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like kittens and shit as well. It's like, oh yeah, like, you know, animals. Or
animals. Yeah. I draw the line at kittens. All right, then.
But now he's like the happiest little kid. And I'm not just saying it's my nephew, but yeah, I was a grouchy, moany little kid. And all the other like nephews and nieces I got. But he just is happy.
Yeah,
you know, and I was thinking today, I was like, I wonder what's going through his mind.
Yeah,
you know, do you ever think that?
Yeah. I always look at kids and go, what are they thinking?
They
do things with such like conviction, that it's like they know what they're doing, but it's like, do they?
Because they say, you should never interrupt a kid when they're doing something.
Right.
Like if they're engrossed in something, don't go over and go, oh, what are you doing? Like, just leave them fuck alone, because they say, you're disrupting their, like, you're disrupting a master at work.
So
it's like,
that's it.
And they say to like give them as much freedom to do as they can and only intervene if absolutely necessary. Fuck him. The house hasn't burned down yet. Nope. It's only the garden. Keep it going. Keep that fire going. Yeah, there's something to be said to it, man. Because it's like, well, it's like us, isn't it? Even an adult, like, if you're like, you're doing something, you're concentrating on something.
Someone interrupts you,
Flow, bro.
It's true.
Because they say, like, as adults, like, we only really get, depending on your chronotype of, like, how you are, like, whether you're a morning person, afternoon person, whatever, is so you generally have a period of time of 2 hours where you can concentrate.
Mm. Is that
right? You should do all your, like, creative or, like, brain-powered work within those 2 hours.
And
the rest of the day, just like, kind of
do whatever.
Live leisurely. Like,
I need to work out what my 2 hours are, which...
Yeah, I'm a bear.
How do you feel when you wake up in the morning? And what time
I'm
do you
slow
wake up?
To get... depends. Sometimes it's just like... Depends if I've got anything on or something to do. Otherwise, I just kind of... Yeah, I just like to like wake up naturally. I don't like being woken up by an alarm. I hate it. I feel like you can pull yourself out of, what was it, REM sleep?
Yeah.
And I feel like then you're tired.
Yeah.
Like for the whole day.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like if you just wake up naturally, you're like,
yeah.
I mean, it's in the world we live in, it's hard to do, right?
Yeah.
Based on like work commitments or any other commitments you might have.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. What am I like in the morning? Normally pretty chill because I got to wake up like that. Otherwise, I wake up, make my coffee, we got an espresso machine. So we just have like a mocha, chocolate oat milk and chocolate soy milk. Half and half, and then one of the capsules. Mm. Oh, mate, I look forward to every morning.
Are you veggie, vegan?
No.
You're not?
I can do it, bro.
I just don't deal with the cows.
I do eat meat, yeah. Probably too much. I'm not with like the, I don't, are you guys vegan, vegetarian?
Veggie.
Veggie, I'd say. I wouldn't say. I don't eat meat, but I eat fish time to time.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
How do you feel for it?
Good. I mean, I stopped in 2016 when my son was born.
Okay.
And I was hardcore vegan for ages. Like,
wow.
Militant,
right?
What was it that made you want to become a vegan or vegetarian?
I just went through like a sort of like health transition after my son was born.
Mm-hmm.
And it was adapting to that. And then like, I remember going out like a few times and it was like the whole weekend I was gone. It was like fucking, I remember being back at home to my mum's for like a week, like, and it was just like, what am I doing? I've got a newborn son at home. Like, this is not fucking sustainable.
Yeah.
I was like, just fucking sorted my shit out.
Why is it not sustainable?
Oh, like going out and just like,
oh,
fucking,
yeah,
like,
smashing.
Okay. I was like, this is not sustainable. Like, there's now like, I'm being selfish. There's someone who's relying on me now. And he was young, like very young. This is like newborn sort of like territory. First sort of like 6 months. And then, yeah, I was just like, from there, went on like a sort of like a path of healing, basically.
Yeah, I was going to say, what word do we use for that? The path. Yeah, you've done that path.
Journey?
Yeah.
Because they're like one
health.
Thing. Like, yeah.
Because it opens up everything.
It does open up everything.
Do you know what I mean? It opens up everything else, man.
So like,
yeah,
it opened it up spiritually.
Look at that teapot, man.
It's tea.
Tea.
Yeah, come on.
That's two teabags in there.
Do I need to speak into this thing, do I?
No, you should be right.
Ah,
yeah.
Sound fine. Thank you, mate.
Thank you, Ben.
Signed.
Oh, it's in your cup, don't I? Yeah. Oh, yeah, thank you. Sorry, yeah. Mate.
but yeah, it was... And then now, like, what do you mean? Like, one thing led to another. Like, I always used to go to the gym, but, like, the gym was, like, very superficial.
Okay.
Do you mean? So it would be, like, bodybuilding-type training. Like, it was all, like, nothing was for health. It was all image. Do you know what I mean? It was like,
okay,
the chain.
Okay.
It was like the prior to that. And like now, like everything I do is it healthy? Like I'm not doing it for fucking like to look. So now like I do, like, well, the two things I do now, I practice jujitsu and yoga.
Sick.
They're my two things.
Yeah, nice.
Do you know what I mean? And I wish I found that earlier. It's like the grappling, like, do you mean? It's like that in itself.
How'd you find it?
Well, I find that like meditative in itself, like, do you mean? It's like when you've got some bloke trying to fucking choke you or snap your arm.
I hate it.
In that moment in time, you've got no choice but to think like your only thing your mind is concentrating on is like, how the fuck am I getting out of this armbar? Or how the fuck am I getting, do you mean? It's like, you can't focus on anything else.
You're present.
Yeah, you're in that moment.
You are present.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah, I learned the hard way. The other day, I was pissed up. And I went to Noah's, one of my friends who's like an avid jiu-jitsu. And I was just sat there and I was like, yeah, man, I'll show you some judo throws one day. Because I did judo for like 10 years.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'll show you the ways. And he was like, yeah, well, let's go. Just threw me a gi. He was like, next thing you know, we're rolling around pissed up. Just broke my chain, fucked my leg, fucked my night. I was like, yeah, nah, I'm not doing that again.
Wow. Yeah, because you really do need to like respect the martial art that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Funny you say with the gym though. What did you train for?
I haven't trained. I've recently started this year. Last year I was like, I'm gonna die if I carry on smoking the way I do and just living the way I live my life. And I just stopped basically. Started doing hill sprints, then joined the gym. I haven't been a week because I've been off work, but I'm going.
Yeah, you look like you train.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Getting there.
But like, so what was your drive?
What, to go to the gym?
Yeah.
being single, I think.
Okay.
Not like to go and try and find another girl or whatever, but it was more like, nah, like I've lived my whole life being unhealthy, paying no attention to fitness and stuff like that. And then I had a bit of a, like a little mini breakdown and was like, nah, I need to get back into my meditation, back into my music, back into this, 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 and this. And it all just kind of fell into place, really.
Sick.
Mm.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, it's sort of like a recurring sort of story, and it's like the breakdown of the mind or the breakdown of the person is like a broken man fixing himself,
yeah.
so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you mean? It's like
mine was always with the gym was to just be able to be powerful, to be able to punch hard, because obviously I boxed for like when I was, since I was about 16. So mine was never image. I never cared if I looked good.
Yeah.
It would always be just to be
functional.
Fitness, you know, be able to hit hard. I never got into the like the image thing.
Yeah.
And now you're doing it for health.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, is a way better.
Yeah.
I mean, like, so for me, it was like, it would always been, and I think the image was more probably insecurity than anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, not an image like, and not,
you're
not
trying
even
to look
ego.
Like that for.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, it's, well, it, well, I guess you would say the ego is a part of it, but it's like, it's more the insecurity of the ego driving it, not the ego of like, hey, I'm like the narcissistic type egoist there. No, like, I actually feel insecure, so I want to look bigger.
But then the
bigness of it was like I had no skill, like, of like fighting or whatever, like I but big, and like I remember one point I was fucking wham, like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
you look
remember.
Big, but it's all fucking,
it's all a show,
superficial. Like,
you know what? That might be a deterrent or deterrent for maybe not getting into trouble or people not wanting trouble.
Yeah.
Depends on what group you're like surrounding yourself with or where you are at. Because some people, if you're bigger, they want to test you.
Yeah.
I want to let you get that on their record.
Yeah.
Down a big man. But how big did you get?
I was 19 stone at one point.
Wow.
And I was about 15% body fat.
Oh, wow. You were big, bro.
Yeah.
You got a picture or not?
Yeah.
If not, show me after. Show me after.
Oh, yeah. I'll think, rather than scroll through, but yeah. No.
Yeah.
I won't.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's, like, going for it for health is like, it should be like the whole thing.
It's more
thing
sustainable as well that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like the health, like we were talking about with Louise on, which would have been last week's show, or maybe it's not because we're doing the episode thing now. when we speak to Louise, when we spoke to Louise or whatever, but fucking, when we were saying with her, it's like, if you don't look after your health today, before you know it, you're going to be like, you're going to be struggling with things. And it's like, no, you need to start like that. And I think there's something out there for everyone.
Do you know
what I mean? There is a kind of fitness or a kind of training for no matter what you
so
are.
So much to choose from.
Yeah.
Like you said, you're doing jiu-jitsu. And what do? You just go to the
I
gym?
I just go to the gym at the moment.
You get people to go running.
Yeah.
I met my mate yesterday from Nando's. He's like one of the managers there and he's just well into running. And I just said, oh, what's your drive? And he's just like, he helps me here.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's sick.
You can
find your why or your kind of the thing that gets you focused.
Yeah.
And that's sick.
Because that's the day they say as well, it's like, it's, you speak to people about like any creative types, whatever, it's like they don't become creative sat in a boardroom or sat somewhere. Your inspiration is from being out there running.
Yeah.
If you say you run, for example, just when you've been out on a run in the woods, that's when you're going to get shit
coming
to your head.
You're not just
getting yourself like sat there when you're just sitting there forcing yourself in like a little box all the time. It's like, no, you need to like have something physically inspiring you.
Mine's driving.
Really?
Driving, I come up with so much of my stuff.
Yeah, fair.
And I'm just like, oh, I need to write it down, you know?
Yeah.
It's quite difficult whilst driving, isn't it?
I definitely don't do it. I'm just saying, that's when I kept most of my ideas.
Maybe get like
dictaphone.
The voice memo, Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you, what came first for you then, the hip-hop or the boxing?
Hip-hop. Hip-hop, but just, I didn't take it, you know, I was, I've had some names when I was younger. Like, I always used to try and do it at school. And then when I left school, it was just like, I said, I released a project with Johnny Dart. And I was anticipating people's feedback too much. And I wanted everyone to love it and like it and rate it. And when I didn't get the response that I wanted, you should never put expectations onto things. And this is why. But, and then I didn't get it. Then I just kind of like went underground with it and just done it to myself.
Yeah.
Started writing and didn't. So it was about this, probably, when was Tupac Changes, that song? When was that? Because that's when
96, 97? No,
yeah, 95.
He died in 95, didn't he? And it was probably about a year after that. So
it was after he died.
It was after he died, I think. Yeah. It was on the Greatest Hits one, wasn't it? 96, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But he died in 96, isn't it? So
he died, was it 95 or 96? 96
he died. 96.
Right. So he died at 25 in 1996. So 97 then?
Yeah, probably 97, 98.
So watching that, remember it was on the box?
Yeah, the box, you know?
The box, yeah. I saw that and I was just like, oh my God, I want to be a rapper. I want to be like this dude.
Yeah.
That song, even today, like, I love it.
Yeah, it's hard.
Even the original. Mm. I don't know.
Bruce Hornsby.
Is it really?
Bruce Hornsby, just the way it is.
Just the way it is,
He's a sick pianist, man. I started.
That what?
Huh? Pianist.
A, oh, okay.
Not penis.
I was going to say.
I thought you just a singer.
Bruce Hornsby.
Yeah, I just thought he was just
no, see, so he like the piano on the original and just the way it is. Like, if that album, remember my dad used to listen to that, and that fucking album, like the piano, like the guy's got mad piano skills, man.
Yeah.
Pianos are sick anyway.
Yeah.
I like, what's it? I can never say his name. Anaudi. It begins with L first, or Goldman. Yeah, you don't know the guys. Oh, wow. They're so sick, piano music. But that came first, I think. But like boxing, watching Rocky, remember when was that?
Ages ago.
I fell in love with that. And then, but I didn't start boxing until I was 16. So I started the music first. Rocky, man. That film, the films. Are you fans or not? Oh, really? Wow.
I was more of a Demolition Man, Bloodsport.
Rambo
was one of the first Blood film. One of my favourite films ever,
I think. I want to go watch it tonight now. Yeah. I love that film.
But he just takes out the whole town. This guy's a G.
Yeah.
So I think
But I did like Rocky. I've watched them all.
Out of the Sly films, I think Rambo was, do you mean
Rambo's amazing. I mean, they're both...
Yeah.
Like, they're...
Yeah. Iconic. They're both,
man. Yeah. Bloodsport, though. Yeah. Wow, what a film.
Six. Man. That is the knee one, isn't it? Where he kicks him in the knee. Or is that Kickboxer?
Oh, whoa. What, kicked him in the knee? What
someone gets kicked in the knee and their kneecap comes... ain't on Crikey, mate. His kneecap comes out of his leg.
Oh, I don't know,
I can't remember whether it's Kickboxer or Bloodsport.
I don't think it's Kickboxer. It's not Kickboxer.
Must be Bloodsport, then.
But I thought there's... Bloodsport, obviously, when he gets the... Chong Li gets the tablet, chucks it in his eyes. Remember, when he goes mental? And he can't see? I remember once we was on the way to a fight... Like, you know, in school, you fight in the opposite school. And I was on the way to the fight. And we're like 13 or 14. And I was like, I'm going to do this. It was from kids. Tong Po like goes behind him and he puts his arms up. And I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to bam, 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 react. And it all got to the fight. And I sat on the hill and watched. I don't want to admit it.
Those things, it's like, you know, when you get like a vivid, like, you're like, you're telling yourself how you're going to do something. And then when the actual moment comes, like,
you're like,
nothing in your head that you were like picturing like happens, it's like,
I don't want to admit it now, but like, do you know what I mean? But then I was like, I thought I was and bro. I wanted it, but nah, bro. I got there and watched all my mates. I think they got filled in as well, to be fair. And I just sat there with the two girls.
You go, guys.
They were like, because when I was younger, I was like, I got bullied a little bit, you know, and I was like, I want to get strawberry milkshake chucked over me or like, I always want to get deaded armed or something. And it wasn't until I think I was 14, I whacked someone and I obviously knocked him down and then everyone was like, it just changed everything.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I can actually do damage, you know? Yeah. And then, and then I hit, like protected my mate's mum. She got punched in the eye and it's a crazy story by this man. And I was like 14 and I had to protect her. And after then it just echoed around the school and then everyone left me alone.
Do you reckon that's where your drive to be more powerful come from then? From that?
Yeah, I would say just from being, I had a very heavy-handed stepdad.
Mm.
So, yeah, I always hated actually seeing a therapist at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
About it, or well, not about it, just to find
just in
out.
General.
Self, it's more, for me. It's like self exploration.
Yeah, your past trauma.
Yeah, because I'm in a real good spot, yeah. And now I just want to learn a bit more about myself.
Yeah.
Why am I like this? Yeah. Why do I think that? And you know,
yeah,
and yeah, my stepdad's coming up a lot, and but that's the reason why I always wanted to to because when you're just like a little kid. Sorry, I'm taking this deep now.
No,
carry on, man. Go deep, yeah. Go deep.
It's like. Like when you're just a little kid, like I couldn't do anything. I was unable to do, like protect myself.
Yeah.
So now, so that then the drive to, when I started boxing, after I started boxing, obviously I wanted to be like Rocky Balboa, but it was also like just as long as I could protect myself.
Yeah. And the people you love.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and it feels so, you're helpless. You can't do anything.
Mm.
And yeah, it's interesting chatting to the therapist about it. He's so sick.
Yeah,
just sick. On the brain, he breaks down. He draws like diagrams of what happens.
How did was you recommended that therapist or was
Yeah, just a mate. I was like, I want to go see him because, yeah, I'm not that emotional.
Mm.
I'm just not that emotional. That was one of the reasons why. And I was like, why aren't I? Why don't I? I don't miss anyone.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's just because the way I think is like. Do you guys miss people?
No. See, I'm resonating with a lot of what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
So I was actually talking to my missus the other night and like, again, like the last sort of like so many years since my child's been born, like since Carvel, my first son was born, like I've been going back and doing a lot of digging and past trauma healing. I haven't actually seen a therapist, but a lot of what I've been doing is through journaling, meditating and a lot of self-work on myself of like, oh, why am I like this? And it's actually... opening me up to be more emotional.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it like if someone was being emotional around me, I'd just be like very cold and very like distant and be like there's nothing going on. And
okay.
It's like, and I think there was so much deeply suppressed in my head where I just blanked so much out and suppressed it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm bringing it like, and it, even though like the things you're bringing, the trauma you're bringing back to your mind, and it's like, oh shit, there's some dark shit. Like that I've locked away, like you've just like forgotten about it because you don't want to remember
your
it.
Your brain
like, you
kind of just like files it away.
Yeah, so like yeah. And I think that like what stemmed to the thing of like making it emotionless is like, oh yeah, like almost building a barrier, but you've built a barrier so deep and your subconscious has done it. You haven't like, it's not like you're trying to. It's that
I'm going
to
do that to protect you.
Yeah, like, basically. Yeah, and it's like you've then like locked yourself away, and it's like even in like past relationships and stuff, they've been like, "Oh, you're so cold." Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, do you mean it's like,
yeah,
and shit
yeah.
like that. Like, do you mean it's
yeah,
yeah.
So I just want to tap into my emotions. I just took it real deep then.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right?
Well, no, we do this a lot.
Yeah. Oh, do you? Yeah. Yeah. Sound. Yeah.
Yeah. So have you found from this then, have you been able to become more in touch with your emotions?
No, I've only had like 8 sessions.
Okay, yeah.
Or like, and like he stops me sometimes. He's like, are you okay with this? I'm like, bro, I'm excited. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
You know? Who doesn't want to like be more aware of themselves anymore?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, just to understand. And he said a couple of things. I'm like, wow, yeah, okay. Mm. Yeah, so it's not... I actually went to him for, like, not with any kind of thing in specific. It was more just be more emotional.
Mm.
And, like, whenever I perform, whether it's, like, boxing or music, I'm, like, nowhere near as good.
Mm.
Or... And I don't enjoy the experience.
Okay.
Like, when I box, it's just I survive.
Mm.
And, yeah, I don't enjoy any of it apart from the walkout back in 2019. I enjoyed that. Got in the ring, no nerves, and then I just got hit with, like, a wave of, like, I didn't know what it was. And I felt like I was in the computer game.
Right.
So that's why I wanted to see him was that, and why am I not emotional? Nothing to do with my stepdad. It was just purely get more emotional, understand why I'm, like... I'd even be playing squash. You guys play squash?
Nah, my stepdad used to play a lot of squash.
I used to play with my dad.
And I'll be playing squash and I'll be smashing my... Oh, well, I smash my mate. I don't always smash him. Tom. And then two people. I could feel a presence. They were watching through the glass the glass panels? Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
And my game just went to shit.
Yeah.
It was like... And Tom was like... You're all right. What's happened? You've just lost the last 6 points. And I was like, And I was just I knew it was because they had turned up, but I don't care what they think. I just don't know what it is. But yeah, well, he's got an idea, the therapist, and it does link back to my stepdad. Mm. So we might uncover that, because I do want to box again. And if I do box, I want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because I love boxing. Mm. I love it. I love the art of it, you know.
So you say you feel the same when you perform?
When I perform the music, I don't enjoy the experience.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah, and I should be enjoying it.
Yeah, you should definitely be enjoying it. That's my favourite part to do is performing live.
It's mad, isn't it?
But saying that, it's like I've always felt like nerves in the past and let nerves like make it me not enjoy it. But when I do enjoy it,
nerves and make you
get
not
the
enjoy
feedback...
It.
You're like, and you can feel the energy from people. Mm. Like, it's like, oh wow, like that's fucking empowering.
Yeah.
But like, I was always very, again, I've always like been able to like, that's where it's helped as well. So like, in like, I can always like give like a very blank sort of like reading. So like, if I'm fucking feeling nervous,
yeah,
you wouldn't know it.
I'm not letting that shit off. No one knows. No. Like,
yeah,
you mean it's like very, very like, I should probably fucking take up poker. I think, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking get the game face on. But like. Yeah, inside, like, I'm fucking, like, oh, shit, like, I've got to go on stage. I'm fucking, like, nervous as fuck, like, do you know what I mean? You get on, and, like, sometimes you're like, yeah.
But they say without nerves, you don't care. Mm. So.
Yeah. But as well, like, what I heard recently, which was fucking really powerful, was your nerves and your excitement are felt in the same part of the body, and you get the same. So you get the butterflies. You get butterflies if you're nervous, and you
like
get
that.
Excitement. And he goes, "It's like trick your brain and say, I'm not nervous, I'm excited.' Like, if you can trick your mind and be like, 'No, I'm excited. I'm not nervous,' because they are the same
feelings.
They are the same feelings in the same realm of feelings.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
like because that's what we do, right? So we make music. We should wanna. I'm torn. Because I actually never go to a live show, hip hop, and I enjoy it more
on the headphones.
You know, on my own, taking it in. I've been to watch Talib Kweli, amazing MC, I love him. But I prefer listening to him in my headphones.
Yeah.
Who else did I see? And I was like, I prefer listening to him on my own. So
I think there's certain artists I've got that sort of relationship. With others, I'm definitely not. But I think with certain people, yeah, definitely.
It's just weird for me, like, when it's a band or sort of singer like Florence and Machine, I've seen her live, oh my God. Mm. I don't know, I enjoy that more than a hip-hop because I'm like, I want to hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. I get you.
So it's for me, it's like, so when I'm performing, I don't enjoy watching this myself. Yeah. So it's a bit of that as well.
Yeah.
Can they hear
it's
me?
It's
can
almost
they understand
like,
me?
Yeah,
like, it's almost like...
feeling these words. Like,
if they can't feel them, I'm not just wasting my breath. Just, yeah, do you know what I mean?
It's almost like the audacity of like putting something so conscious on as background music. Mm. It's like, that's not made to be background. Like, do you mean, say you're answering, like, people talking over, it's like, that's not made to be background music.
Go on.
Like, put something else on. Like, that shouldn't be background music.
Put a Mortal Technique on in the background.
Like that's, that person, that person saying some shit. That needs to be listened to.
You
mean, that shouldn't be background music. That's like, should be listened to, absorbed, and fucking taken note of. Because there's a lot in that. Like, do you mean, like, yeah. So I can resonate with, like, what you're saying, like, because it's similar with a live thing. It's like, I don't know. Are you truly present in that moment with all those people around or whatever?
And sometimes they go to these... Sorry.
But I was going to say, that might also, I don't know, like what you've been coming up with, like your sort of theories with the therapist, but could also be the same thing, even though the pressure's not on you to be watching, like even though the eyes aren't on you, it's still a crowded environment of people where it's like not something that you've maybe used as an escape in the past or something.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Maybe.
Yeah, it's just strange because you see these. I seen like a video the other night. Twiz and Jinx were playing. Their set looked sick, but I'm watching the crowd and they just chatting in like. I just feel and that everyone's allowed to have a good time. You're out to have a good time, but when it comes to hip hop, if you're saying something, like, we don't make. I don't make party music.
No, yeah,
and I don't want to make party music. Mm. I don't want people dancing to my. Mm. You know. Yeah.
I want you to hear and feel what the fuck is being said. Yeah.
Those type of vibes are, I think, are more suited to like those Remember the like the coffee shop things that we used to do at the Egg?
Yeah.
Where you've got like 40 people in a room.
Yeah. And they're all staring, they're all listening. And they're listening. All fucking absorbed. Yeah.
Those type of
But it's
of
more
things,
like, because it's like, no one's like drinking and chatting to each other. It's like, because it's a coffee shop vibe. Everyone's sat there with a coffee.
Yeah. Watching.
And they're fucking like, do you mean?
Paying
attention. Almost like a spoken back word thing. Yeah. Because spoken word as well, man. Like, do you mean it's like you don't go to a spoken word and thing chatting. And everyone's like chatting?
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd almost be like fucking rude, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
is that strong?
Yeah.
Yeah, so on that, is that strong?
I hope so. Weak tea, there's nothing worse.
No, it's not. I got a tea bag to put in it. You give me a spare one, I think. What was he chatting about then?
The live gigs.
Yeah, the performance thing and stuff, yeah. But yeah, with a therapist, so sick.
Mm.
Like, I enjoy it. And I want to pull things up that I'm not. He's like, are you okay? Are you feeling okay? It's like, yeah, it's cool, bro. Like, and I did leave once with a headache, and it's right in the middle of my brain, like right in the middle. And it didn't go. I took some paracetamol, took some codeine, and I was stuck with it. And I didn't know if it was from therapy, but I'd also been abstaining from ejaculation.
Yeah.
So I was on day 33, I think it was. So was it from that or was it from the therapy?
I went from that.
I went from that.
Yeah, one from that. I've done that a few times.
Oh, have you actually?
Yeah,
oh,
fucking
sick.
Great.
How many days?
I think the most I've done is 43.
I done 40. I thought, I'll go to 40. And yeah.
Yeah, 43.
Oh, so it's not that. No, so it's definitely the...
That'd be a pain in your balls, mate.
Mate,
not the end.
Yeah, it was a madness at the end.
See, no, I think it got easier.
Nah, like as in
made a mess. He bought wallpaper in his own house.
Oh, shit. Oh, sick.
It's definitely beneficial. I find it beneficial.
What's the benefit,
I've carried on doing it.
I'm going to do again. I'm going to do 21 days next, I think.
I think it's like the testosterone.
It boosts in your brain.
In the brain.
There's
does
loads.
It boost testosterone, though?
Apparently. Apparently so.
Because, you know, with the athletes and the boxers, they're like, oh, I don't have sex before a fight, blah, blah. I swear they done testosterone because my mate looked into it. And he looks into everything. And reads loads. And anyway, so... And he's got up, like, they actually done studies on it. Mm. If it's not, like, 2 hours before, it doesn't do anything because you regenerate new testosterone or new, you know, no. I don't want to say the word cum, but...
Yeah.
They say that it takes... I can't remember how many...
Wow.
Spunk!
There's a lot of... for you to fully regenerate, like, for a full thing... is a long time. I can't remember how long it is, but it is a long time.
Mm.
It's not like...
Yeah, because you know what I mean? If you like, you bust one day, then you do it again, and it's like a little fucking like,
But it does make you last longer as well. I've definitely noticed that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Mate,
fucking hell.
Rusty now, yeah?
I'm like Jim off of fucking American Pie.
It made me last longer. 100% has made me last longer. I experienced it this week. It made me last a hell of a lot longer.
It didn't do that for me.
No.
Me neither.
Did it not?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
no,
it wasn't like, what's his name? Jim in it?
Jim off of
it. Yeah, it was Jim off of it. Yeah.
You haven't even took your clothes off yet. Fuck you.
Wow.
How did we get here?
I don't know. We went deep and then we went there. Wow.
The joys of life, man.
Yeah, man.
I like going off on tangents.
Yeah. So do we.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about the podcast a few times saying, like, shall we plan? Shall we structure questions? Do we need to ask them? And we have them. We've gone in each one. And I mean, sometimes I think maybe we should like dig in certain topics with certain people, but we haven't. And they come out all right, I think.
So far,
I was hoping you two were boxing fans.
I like to watch boxing, but I don't know anything about it. I couldn't be like, oh, this guy's really good because of X, Y, or Z.
Okay, yeah.
But
you enjoy it.
Obviously, Tyson Fury's the guy, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I know.
That fight against Wilder. I didn't even stay up for it or wake up for it because I was like, eh. Like, he's just... I didn't... And then in the morning, I just heard about it. I was like, oh, my God, I've just missed... I mean, I don't mind because you always, like... You can never sleep properly, but Yeah, I missed a good fight to watch live.
Mm.
Did you do you go to a lot of live fights to watch?
I was there last night, actually, at my mate's. So my mate was meant to be fighting, but his opponent had a death in the family, so he obviously was like, he didn't want to fight. Someone close, I think. Then they couldn't find a replacement. Mm. Obviously, my mate's been training the last, like, 6-7 weeks, twice a day, most days. Mm. And it, like, yeah, just brought it, like...
Gutted.
Yeah, you could I could tell it, like... You don't get paid if you don't fight. Yeah. You know, that's his job.
Oh, that's peak. Yeah, he does. So he put all that work in and then don't get back.
Yeah.
Will everybody do a... will it happen again now?
Well, they don't happen that often, but he might be... Well, I was with him last night. It's not going to happen. He was trying to get on in Basingstoke, I think it was, or something like that. But, yeah, it's not going to happen. Like, it's hard to push it through, and the board have got, they did get opponents, but the British boxing board were like, nah, you can't have him because you're going this way, or you've had too many, you know, but he'd sold a lot of tickets. He always does in his hometown of Swindon. Yeah, it's my mate Luke Watkins, Luke the Duke, cruiserweight, and yeah, so he did actually get to keep half of the money for the tickets he sold, but a lot of people didn't want to go because they came to watch him.
Yeah.
I only go to watch a mate, generally. I don't really like boxing shows. Mm.
Do you get the same thing at boxing shows as you do like at the hip-hop shows? Or is it completely different when you go to a boxing?
Nah, boxing's different, bro. Yeah. Yeah, I'm in it, man. Yeah. Because for me, is it like, because it's two men, like people can be chatting, I'm in the zone.
Yeah,
you know, and... yeah, so I only really go, but there was some good fights on last night. So I'm glad I popped up to see him. We got some food and stuff. But yeah, boxing, it's just, like I said, if you don't get paid, if you don't fight, you don't get paid, which is shit, right? Mm. I think he works at one of those climbing places as well, like part-time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, have you ever done that?
I want to.
Yeah, so do I.
I want to, man.
My mate I work with, he does it, he's on it. What do you mean?
Dude, Will.
Huh?
Will?
Nah.
Yeah, Will's on it as well. You know Solly's mate.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's on it.
Yeah, he looks like that. Actually, he's the type of guy who wears the finger fucking.
Mate, he just like runs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like runs up Snowden for a laugh and that.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. One day, he'll just like go out there, run up, run down, come back home.
I've done that twice, actually, Snowden.
Let me know next time.
The other thing which looks sick as well is that the Wave Place in Bristol.
Oh yeah, Chris is always place. There, mate. Always
is he?
There. Always there, bruv.
Yeah, that looks sick.
I wouldn't mind going there.
Because you can go there and they generate the waves. You haven't got to like wait for the perfect wave.
Yeah.
Like if you go into what section and you get that height wave guaranteed every time. So you can practice and get flawless at surfing. It's not like waiting
can
like
you surf?
Nah. Oh.
Let's go.
I fuck around on a bodyboard down in Cornwall.
Yeah.
And I ain't very good at that either. But like, yeah, nah, like it's something that I'd want to try. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, because like we went down to Cornwall twice this year.
Yeah.
And you just look at them and you think, fucking hell. But it's like anything, innit? You know, when you look at someone who's good at something.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I want to do that. It's like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And then you fucking like go to do it and you're like, fucking ass hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like it takes hours, bro. Yeah. To, like 10,000 hours in it to master anything.
Yeah.
I mean, in golf, can you play golf?
Nah.
Another thing I'd like to be able to do.
Oh, mate. It's sick. It's just time. It's time.
Yeah.
Like 4 hours around, you know, it's just, it is long. But the surfing, I've not done it. I've never tried it. I don't like being in the water, I'll be honest.
Mm. You're not?
I like being in a swimming pool sound, like swim.
Animals and that.
Mate, sharks, bro.
I'm running back to the fucking
this,
beach.
This
mate.
Is the thing, though, with me, right? So, I watched Jaws as a kid way too much. Like, way too much. It was one of my favorite films, me and my brothers. And anyway, it's just like you put these images into your head, like they're stored.
Mm,
same as if you watch like a horror film and you watch loads of them. When you get in, it's dark at the nighttime and you hear a creak, you're like, you get flashes, your brain's like, right, boom, this could be happening, this could be happening. Without even you consciously thinking about anything. But with the water, open water, mate, the sharks are like, I've had some, like 2 or 3 bad dreams. I've been in my local swimming pool and then out of nowhere, like a shark, I've gone underwater and then a shark's just gone, boom. And then it's just like floating around, like, you know, like a deep blue sea kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm just up, and then the sides shrink, so they're like this big.
Oh no.
And then I can't get up, and I'm stuck in this pool, and then another shark comes in, and I wake up and I'm like,
Are you claustrophobic?
No.
You're not.
No. But so then when I'm in the sea, I say I'm down by the beach, you know, I go in the sea, I only really get in if there's loads of people there. Because then my chances of getting bit, like, decreases massively. Yeah. Like,
they have to sacrifice them.
You're throwing kids at the fucking fire. Come in!
But say there's 33 people in there and me. My chances of getting... Well, it's actually... Let's say 32 people and me. It's 33 to 1, basically. Yeah. That's why I look at it. I'm like, right, well, if there's 50 of us, 50 to 1 chance I'm going to get bit, I'll take that. But if it's just me in there or two other people, I ain't getting in, bro. I get to here and I'm like, nah, bro. Yeah. Because if I can't fight it, I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mate, Jules done fucked you up, you know?
Yeah.
You said it and it's kind of like, oh, yes.
Have you seen that guy? I can't remember what his name is, but he's... He goes down and he dives with the sharks, like great whites and shit.
Oh, I've seen real mental people.
Nah, he pokes them on the nose. And like, if you ever get like, if you ever happen to be underwater and a great white's coming to you, poke it in the nose.
What does it
fucks
do?
Their senses up, and this guy, he just goes boom, and he just keeps jabbing the shark.
Yeah,
in the
I heard
he disorientates
him,
and they fucking like
go away, off.
Just screw him off.
I won't be in that situation ever.
I won't put myself in a delivery like that fucking mental cunt.
Nah,
But like being in that situation, like for me, it's like if I can't defend myself, maybe that's linked. If I can't defend myself, I don't like it.
Mm.
So I'd rather be in a pen, and people might laugh when I say this, or my mates are like, shut up, what? I'd rather be in a pen with a gorilla than in the open water with a shark.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, that makes sense to me as well.
Yeah, perfect sense. Yeah.
Or I even said, go this far, I'd rather be in a pen with a gorilla than just in the open water, because like then you don't know, there's not definitely a shark about.
Yeah.
I'd still rather be in a, like, as long as I can go out swinging, cool.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
I'm going to get battered and thrown around like Thanos does Loki. I know that's going to happen, but I'm okay with that as long as I can do something.
Yeah. Because a shark's just going to fucking maul you.
You can't swim.
They come underneath. Yeah.
You can't swim like that anyway.
But they come from, they attack from underneath. Yeah. So you'll be like there at the top.
Happy as Larry.
Boom.
Yeah.
You're a seal.
Do you know as well, like, they won't...
can't swim that good.
Do you know that they won't... they prefer, like, things flapping on top of the water. Like, they won't... Scuba divers very rarely get attacked by great whites.
They're underwater.
And the bubbles, it would deter them. But the time that they do get attacked is getting in and getting out of the water.
Oh, mate.
But whilst under, it's like rest. So it's more normally like snorkelers and fucking shit that's flapping around. Like, fucking shark comes in, like you say, underneath, like, boom!
And they normally just bite, don't they? And then like,
drag you under, like turn you around.
They don't like us, do they?
Huh?
They don't really like us. It's like...
What, sharks?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, so take a bite.
The taste.
That's not a seal, bro.
Because you see, like, the people in it, like, they get like the fucking like chunk out of them. They'll be alive.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, yeah.
Yeah,
it's like you lot are fucking foul.
Yeah. You taste horrible.
Fucking humans.
Yeah.
But mind you, did you see that the shark fin soup thing?
No.
Like a few years back. So like
what's China?
His, yeah. So it's like a delicacy dish over there.
Yeah,
so that Hugh Fernley, what's his name? Whittenstall, whatever his fucking name is. Is that his name?
Funny.
The guy with the glasses. Anyway, chef guy.
Mm.
He done a special series on it, basically, and like the fishing, the shit that's wrong with the fishing.
Yeah.
And he was saying there was a special then with Gordon Ramsay as well that week, and Gordon Ramsay went there and he was like, fucking absolute tragic. And they were like cutting the fins and like they were getting hammerhead sharks out of the water, cutting the fucking fins off and throwing them back in alive.
The animals?
Yeah, and for the shark fin soup.
You can't swim without the fin.
Nah, and it's like they were doing it and they were saying the rate that they're doing it at is the sharks are not reproducing, because sharks aren't like normal fish where they reproduce a lot. They're more like mammals where like they only have so many every year. But the amount it costs that they spend on the shark fin soup, and it's like it's a black market here. It's illegal here to have shark fin soup. But they say like they've done like undercover things going into Chinese restaurants of like Do you mean like
in the UK?
In the UK, but you can get it. But it's a black market for it. It's right. Not allowed. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. What's the point?
Exactly. They look at it as medicine over there, don't they? I think. Or is it a delicacy?
No, it's a delicacy and it's it's like an elite thing to do.
Yeah, just eat some broccoli, man. It's nice.
Yeah,
man.
Like
knife.
Yeah, it's like a caviar type thing. You go somewhere and it's like, look at me, I've got fucking shark fin soup. Like I'm someone of status, like, you know what I mean?
Mate, human beings are horrendous.
It's like that Turkish guy that goes like that on your steak and charges you $4,000.
Is it four G's?
Mate, this guy is a meme gone wrong. Do you know what I mean? It's just memes taken too far, like gold fucking steaks, like T-bone steaks and that. $4,000. Stupid idiots.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
But there is something to be said as well, like with charging more for meat, I think. Cheap meat production.
Yeah, but not when you're throwing the animals back.
No. But like, I mean, like generally just for like cheap, like the I'm talking now just normal factory farming.
Yeah.
Rare and cheap animals for like cheap consumption and the amount of it. Like where if you like said, well, no, actually let's rear the animals a bit better and fucking put some more, like if it costs more, it costs more. But it's like the conditions that fucking some of them are living in, you're like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
That's rags, like, do you know what I mean? Like fucking, looking at a little fucking cooped up cage, like, do you know what I mean?
I seen something yesterday on it. I've seen, it's horrendous. You ever watch Earthling?
No.
Oh, no,
what's it
really?
Called?
Earthling.
Documentary.
Mm. I was like, wow. Again, it was just like another reminder. We're a cancer to the planet, bro. Mm. We're like, we're not good. Look what they do with like the elephants?
Yeah.
Oh,
just
mate.
Like, I just don't
just
understand
for the tusks,
it.
You mean? Like the ring, just for the jewelry.
That, they do that for medicine, I swear.
Yeah, the tusks.
Mm.
But it's, I watched the new Attenborough one the other week as well. The one on climate.
Oh,
it's not actually him. It's like, well, he's like
it's
hosting
him
it.
And someone else.
But it's like some Swedish scientist.
Mm-hmm.
And the Swedish scientist is basically saying he's like, was it like five? I can't remember what it was now. My fucking memory's shit. But it's like, it's five like categories that we can't go beyond for climate change.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we're in like the red on two of them. We've gone beyond and then on repair on two of them already. And he's like, these ones, the ones that are left are like, they can be salvageable. Mm-hmm. And we just got to hope that the two that are fucking too far gone won't like wipe. So basically he was saying like the ice caps, he goes, he says it's too far gone now for that to be repaired. He goes, that snowball effect's gone. There's nothing we can do about that. That's happening.
Uh-huh.
They are going, like they're melting. There's nothing we can do. It's irreversible now. We fucked it. But he was saying that there's other things that we can do. And he was like basically putting a thing. He goes, but it like, it has to happen now.
Right
like,
now.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like fucking.
I'm not really on the climate change thing.
Not
like fully. Mm. Yes, the planet's getting hot. Who was it? Graham Hancock, I think it was.
Yeah.
Like the Earth like works in cycles. It like always gets hot, always gets colder.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll have an effect on it, but I don't know. I think they're going to use it for green taxes and they're just going to absolutely smash us to bits for money with it.
Of course, there's like...
Or they're just going to capitalise. I do believe it's a thing, but I think...
The wrong people are going to capitalise on the wrong thing. There's like the greenwashing thing, innit?
It's
so when
the
they...
same with the COVID vaccines, man. Exactly the same with that.
Bro. I don't know what your two stances on it, but yeah. Everyone, if they want it, you can have it. If you don't want it, you shouldn't have to have it.
Boom,
yeah.
That's what I think.
I think as well, it's like, you got to look at it like... I remember it was, what's his face? Brett Weinstein saying, he goes like, he said this whole scenario is like knocked IQ points off of like certain people that normally think rational.
Yeah,
rationally.
Yeah.
It's like, there's like, he was basically saying like, if you're at a risk or whatever, like again, and I think it's the same thing as well. And it's like, you're not allowing people to make their own minds up about their own health decisions.
Yeah,
it's just crazy, mate.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're a healthy person who's like sane mind, let that person have the freedom. It's like, it's the same thing with like when it comes down to taxes. Mm. And it's like, I can see why people do not want to pay the government taxes, because the government are fucking shit fucking
you
money.
You said that with your chest.
You know what I mean? They are,
I felt that.
You know what they are? You know what I mean? Like, what they cannot
bro,
budget.
The worst.
You know what I mean? It's like, why do you want to trust them? It's like, what are these taxes going on? Why have we not got choice where you're spending taxes? And then the taxes are like spent on fucking bailing out bankers and
but
shit,
this is the thing,
you know?
Whenever there's like a tragedy, whenever there's like an issue that needs addressing in the world, like global warming, if you want to climate change, whatever,
uh-huh,
like COVID, there's always a man in a suit rubbing his fucking hands together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Profiting off of it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So it's hard to know what to believe and what's not real and what is real.
And why are we
going to
trust these people?
Exactly. Mm.
Why are we going to trust people funding it?
Mm. Yeah.
We'll also chat about the world being overpopulated and now we need to get that number down.
Yeah. And that
I don't
one,
trust them. Bro.
That one as well. It's like, because I was watching the other day and it's like, well, that doesn't really make sense on the being overpopulated because, well, there's a lot of people on the planet, more than there's ever been, obviously, and we know that. But if you now look at the figures, so China are struggling, although I don't know if they're going to be struggling, but like, because they've had the one child policy for so long, and a lot of people, there was like the whole back road abortions where they didn't want girls because they wanted the boy,
because they wanted the boy
to go out and work. So there's a heavily male populated society in China.
Where they can't fuck.
They haven't got the girls to reproduce with, but there's also now like a movement amongst girls in China who are like fuck you, they don't like the state, and then they know the only way that they can fucking rebel against the state
is by not having kids.
Not having kids.
Yeah, they have power.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, well, I don't want kids.
That ain't gonna last long.
Do you know what I mean? But it's like, and if you look at here, how many people like now you have like the odd family who has like five kids or whatever.
Yeah, but most.
But most families
twos,
have like
it?
One or two children.
Yeah.
And you'd like you only need two children to replace you and your missus.
Yeah.
That's and if you don't have two, you haven't fulfilled the duty of replacing you and your missus. You just have one child.
So why are you trying to make me feel bad, brother?
Do you know what I mean? But like, then you look at it and you look at the poorer countries where there was no contraception and like that. People weren't like going out and like working careers and shit. So I don't know. So you look at South America, Africa, places like that where they still have big families.
Yeah.
Even places like that, as you see them coming out of like going through their own revolutions with technology and shit like that going on there. Mm. Even places like that, you're going to watch that slow down and they're not going to have as many children once those, you know what I mean? So the world is, it'll peak and it'll sort of fucking slow
itself
down.
Out.
It's like stocks and shares, I swear. It goes up and I'm like, come on. Next time I check, I'm like, for God's sake. This has meant a boom, like something my mate told me. And anyway, but yeah. I don't want to say his name, but I don't mind saying Bill Gates, man.
Mate, I heard that bar in one of your songs earlier.
Bill Gates, he real strange. Wants to block them real rays, buying all the farmland.
Yeah,
what's the deal, mate?
Yeah.
I don't trust him, bro. Yeah, you heard that. That was Earthshake, yeah. Like Russell Brand done something on him.
Yeah, Vandana Shiva.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know where?
No.
The Indian woman.
Oh, it was with...
So that's where he gets it. So he interviewed her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like massively anti-Gates. And because she's all about Indian lady. And because he's like meddling a lot over there.
Okay.
Like trying to use
farming.
Yeah, he's trying to use the farming over there. So he's trying to use science to basically tell them and tech to use their farming. And she's like, no. Like, do you mean you're fucking using something which is a very organic thing? And you're like fucking coming to poke your fucking nose in something which has been done like this for so long, Johnny.
Yeah, like I don't know, like they've like he at one stage, like if you typed in on Google the most powerful doctor in the world, Bill Gates' name come up.
Yeah,
that's mad.
How is that even a thing? Maybe he was in an article, but still he's not considered as a doctor. Why is he giving
a piss?
Why is he giving his opinion, or why does he have so much power chatting about vaccines and he's on TV and American at like
it is weird.
But it's like the AstraZeneca thing, isn't it? They said it's not going to be for profit, and like now they've started taking profit.
Oh really?
Oh really?
It's
weird. I just find it weird. Did he invent viruses for computers? Bill Gates?
We don't know, do we?
And then come with the antivirus for computers.
Yeah.
Was that McAfee?
John McAfee.
Mm.
Yeah. What was he saying then?
McAfee. Yeah. I've looked into little bits of what he was saying, but he knows more about it than I do.
Yeah.
But he did. He
got killed off,
did
he?
Wow. Who knows?
We reckon.
Yeah. He got blown up or something.
They demolished his.
Yeah.
Where he lived got blown up when he had like his laptops and stuff like that. Like, that's what I read.
Because he was fully on the privacy coins, wasn't he?
Right.
So, like, when it comes to crypto, he was, like, fully, like... Basically, like, anyone, like, if you watch, there's some really good interviews of him where he talks to, like, these, like, crypto geeks. And they're, like, talking about, like, and he's like, you're all fucking using it wrong. Like, and he's like, really? He's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, do you know what I mean? He's like, crypto's not for fucking investing in. It's not to make money from. He's like, it's a fucking to liberate you and free you. So you're not paying taxes. So you're not a part of the state. He goes, you want to be private. He's like, you don't want fucking... Like, that was his whole ethos behind it. And like, everyone's like...
It seemed like a good dude from what I like. I've watched of him. And
yeah, because he's there. He's like, he starts laughing. He's fucking... Well, he's fucking definitely not fucking... He definitely like... goes against the grain, mind you. I mean, because he's like there,
yeah.
And he's like there, and he's
I
like,
rate that.
People talking to him like about investing. He's like, what the fuck? He goes, why would I fucking ever invest in anything that isn't fucking that I ain't directly involved in? He goes, fucking stupid. Because I'm only going to invest in myself or my companies or what I'm doing. Mm. And like, yeah, he's a very
interesting dude.
Yeah, he's inspirational as well, man. Yeah. I think he's fucking really inspirational.
I need to learn more about him. I know he's passed on now. But I want to learn more about it. But it's like, there's so much information everywhere now. Yeah. It's like, I need to take time for myself, time to do this, time to do that. And
yeah,
it's hard to, you know.
I banned myself for a little while now. I'm in quite a good place, but like, I find I really fucking got sucked into YouTube. YouTube are very good at fucking putting
the next thing.
Yeah, the shit that's going to trigger you. And like, the more you watch, and I'm watching a lot of shit about fucking like, that gets you mad about the world. So for example, shit like on fucking Bill Gates or fucking COVID or whatever. And then you're like, fucking, and it just put me in like a real fucking like angry fucking like sort of place. And I remember the time when Jinxster come on, I was in one of them men. Oh my God, like it was that period and it's like, since then I've come out and I've like a lot more calmer, but like, yeah, like the shit I was putting in front of me, it was just triggering me of like, what the fuck? Like, do you mean like this is making me
mad? You
just
got to be able to dip your toe in it.
Yeah.
And know that like you can't control it.
Exactly.
You can't say, so, like, yeah, you just got to like not, try not to let it affect me. Like before, when I was about 17, 18, released this thing called Stuck in the Matrix, a mixtape with Young Jay, it was called then. I was called Conscience. And obviously Johnny Dart was Young Jay. And I got so into it, Immortal Technique actually opened me up to, I love that dude. Listening to him kind of got me thinking differently, then it like affected me mentally. It made me hate like...
The system.
I think we all went through that stage, didn't we? Like 16, 18, like you're like, oh my God.
If you're exposed to it, you know?
One of the things that Jordan Peterson said, which I really try and stick to, like, because he's got loads of little gems. Like,
you know?
And one of them was like, be very careful when you start saying they, them, and shit like that. Mm-hmm. He goes, because you're now going into the realms of like blame and like they, them, the state. Mm-hmm. It's like, he goes, like, try and steer away from that. Look at that objectively. Don't like throw things around like they, like, because you're there and admitting control to that. He's like, look at it objectively. He goes, they, you're talking about the government. He goes, a lot of it, majority of people there are just fucking people going to do their job. Like, do you mean it's like...
Do it badly.
But it's like, it's not...
With our money.
Yeah, but too deep into it of like fucking... There are fucking some very manipulative power people in the world. I'm fucking fully sure, like, personally fully believe that. But it's very careful. Be very careful of fucking how... Because I can very much manipulate my own self to thinking
all of them.
It's
are like,
all
that.
Like, yeah, it's like, yeah. Well, nah. Oh, yeah. It's like, no, that's just fucking Dave. He just works down the job centre, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
It's like some bloke like going there to like in his.
The other thing is as well is when you like as much as we all like to think that we're righteous people and you know whatever. It's like if you grew up in some of these people's situations. If you grew up and you were given everything on a plate and then you get into government or you become a politician and then your mate comes to you and goes, yeah, if you sign this, I'll give you $2 million. What are you going to say? Are you going to say yeah? Are you going to say no? Because I'd like to think that I would say no and do the righteous thing. But until you're in those positions, it's difficult to know what you would do.
That's why I think politics should be... split down to more of a local thing.
Yeah.
Like, because that it takes away these things. Because if you're a part of the community and the people having these decisions are a part of the community, they're not going to be going against it. But when you've got some cunt who sat in London who has no, like...
Yeah, you don't know nothing
they
about
know nothing
on.
About what's going up in Glasgow. And their decisions that they're making ripple up into, like, what's going on in Glasgow. It's like, they're out of touch, don't give a fuck about it, and it doesn't care. So it's not real to them. Where if you've got, like, a Glaswegian fucking who's on the fucking front line of it, truly cares about the community, I think that's
like
how
a real
you...
democratic communities. Do you know what I mean?
And minimize the... 1 minute.
No, it's not. Fuck off. I've been an hour already.
What?
Oh, shit. Oh.
Time flies.
That was a quick one, man.
It was a quick one.
Oh, wow. We done, are we? No. Have we said anything? Have we said anything? Good one. What you just said then. Oh, what did you say?
I don't know.
I had something to jump in with.
Democratic communities?
No, it was before that.
The bad bite by being crooked.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, go on.
So sometimes I feel like I try and imagine myself in the position, but I sometimes think that you get people that are innately bad. Like, again, I believe there's bad souls, there's good souls, and from different realms, and we get shot down here for a physical experience on Earth. That's what I believe. So some people, they're bad.
I get bad. It's like if you've got money and you're a cunt, and then you get money, you'll still be a cunt after. You're not going to be a bad person.
Yeah, so money is like, because there's the whole thing in it. It's like people say money is the root to all evil. Money is not evil or good. It's not, it's neither. It's a tool.
It's very good tool.
It will amplify the person you are before you have it.
That's true.
If you do good things before having money, you're going to be able to do some fucking great things when you've got it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, someone said, for the first time the other day, right, money got broke down to me of a way that I can really be like, oh.
Okay.
They're like money is a store of energy. The money you earn, you've earned with your energy. That is a stored value of your time or things that you've done or things, the decisions, investments, or anything you've made. That's stored energy on your part. So like them, like, for example, like...
That is sick.
And like then the people like say, we should go back to barter. And it's like, well, really? So then you go back to that. It's like, you've got a bag of wheat. You want some beef.
Wheat, whatever.
Bag of weed. Let's go
so
with that.
So you got a bag of weed and you want some beef. So you go to the beef farmer. Says, don't want weed. I want clay. And you go, all right. So fucking like go to the clay guy. So I've got weed. And he goes, well, I don't want weed. I want eggs. So you finally go to the guy with the eggs. It's like, right, now you swap your weed for the eggs, take your eggs to the guy with the clay, swap that, and then you finally go back to the fucking beef guy.
Sounds like one of them old school computer games.
That's long. It's long, is what it is. Then it's like, well, hang on a minute. Why don't we all just create these standardized fucking coins which hold a value against anything? You sell it for that, and then you can go and fucking buy whatever the fuck you want with it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's this whole misconception of like, money, you shouldn't have it. But anyone who says like money's bad, guarantee you they fucking want more of it.
I used to say that, and then
I
like,
did.
It's just a tool. And I was like, what else are you going to put in place?
Yeah.
I was like, and then it changed, but with the energy thing, that's cool.
Yeah, I like that.
That's cool. I like that a lot.
I think as well, if you look at it like that, it's like it makes you respect your money
and your time.
You're not just like, now when you've got money, it's like,
well no, that's mine.
Do I frivolously want to just fucking waste it on that?
Because this is
my energy, what I've had to build this. Do I just want to go and buy fucking some cheap frills of it, or do I want to like actually
that's
like
sick, bro.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm pretty good with money anyway. Like, I don't waste it frivolously. But yeah, that's interesting. Is it like in the sense of like, what's minimum wage?
Oh, I think it's got a 9 quid in it, nine quid.
An hour of your time is worth way more than 9.50 or whatever you just said.
Yeah.
You know, and I stay with that. Like, so someone said, even if I'm laboring, someone's like, I'll get like, how much do you want? And all that. I was like, like 120, 150, something like that. Like, I don't care if like, I don't need to do it. Like, if you're not willing to pay, yes, you can get someone to do it for 60 quid or whatever.
Yeah.
Cool. Get someone to do it for 60 quid. Yeah. I'm not like, because I can write music that day.
Yeah.
I can write some bars and I can come up with my best shit. You don't know. Cause like, with the end,
Because another way to look at it as well, cause I was talking to Brendan about this over there as well. And he said like, he goes, he uses a similar thing. And he says, he said if he's going to go to the pub for 2 hours, he then works out how much that being in the pub for 2 hours is going to cost, how long it would take him to work for that.
Right.
And then he thinks, do I want to go to the pub for 2 hours? Because to do that, I would have to go and do that for 2 hours to be able to do that.
Yeah, that
I don't
makes
think
sense,
that's the
man.
Wisest time of spent, wisest way yeah, of spending
yeah,
my
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
But it's interesting yeah. with that. Like, yeah.
Because what was that film? The time film.
Oh, the Justin Timberlake one.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the watch.
No, not that one. The one where their money is time.
Yeah, that's the watch that's one, yeah. The Justin Timberlake one.
Yeah, that's sick.
I thought
you were going to use the Looper one. And then it's like you're poor and it's like, no, you got the time.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, like again, you could look at it like that.
Yeah,
like,
you can. What,
yeah, stored energy, stored time.
And I feel like it's becoming content with just like being cool. You don't need to like be going to Vegas every weekend or this and that. Anyway, I know we got to wrap it up, haven't we?
It's the stoicism thing, isn't it? Learning to love what you already have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I think that's like the springboard to happiness is just being grateful.
Yeah.
That goes on to our last question.
Yeah.
What's your personal meaning of life?
Oh, my meaning of life.
Mm.
Wow. That's a big question right at the end. I'm the worst. I'm very indecisive. So I'll have loads of ideas now. The mail are up there in the files, checking out. But what's my purpose or meaning?
Personal meaning of life. What is it today? What if we were to ask you today?
And I'll be honest, just to be happy and spread good energies. That's it. Our greatest currency is give it what we can do for other people.
Be of service.
I need to do it more. Like we get lost in this kind of whatever we're doing or the projects we're working on or, you know. But giving to other people is the greatest currency, right?
Yeah, man.
I like to do that. But also when you're trying to like make music and it's very time consuming and you need to get into the zone to do it. To just be happy.
Yeah, man.
You know, be happy and enjoy life. Don't stress anything.
Mm.
Oh man, there's so much we could have talked about.
There is.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to come back for a second one, man.
Yeah, because there's so many things I want to touch on. And it's up. So we're done.
Warren, AKA, the Inglorious Poet. It's been a fucking absolute pleasure.
Yeah, man. Big up.
Thank you.
Yeah, bless up.
Oh, we're doing that. We can do it on the camera, doing all good, like shit.